This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the September 2016 issue of BBC History Magazine. Article selections have been made by the BBC History Magazine editorial team and are covered by copyright. But first, cover story. The Great Viking Terror. Until AD 865, Viking raiders' modus operandi in the British Isles was simple. They came, they saw, they plundered, and then they sped away back over the sea. But that year something changed. Small bands of looters evolved into a massive armed force, and worse still for their terrified victims, they had every intention of staying put. Julian D. Richards and Dawn Hadley describe what happened when the Viking Great Army arrived on English shores. During the winter of AD 873 to 874, a Viking warrior met a gruesome death, probably in an attack on a Mercian royal shrine at Repton. He was a big man, almost 6 feet tall, and at least 35 to 45 years old. But in the shield wall, his head was vulnerable. He suffered a massive blow to the skull, and as he reeled from that, the point of a sword found the weak spot in his helmet, the eye slit in the visor, gouging out his eye and penetrating the back of the eye socket into his brain. While he lay on the ground, a second sword blow sliced into his upper thigh between his legs, cutting into his femur and probably slicing away his genitals. After the battle, the slain Viking warrior's comrades buried him next to the Mercian shrine in what is now in the parish of St. Wiston, where he lay for over 1,000 years, until excavated by archaeologists. The man in grave 511 was buried with his head to the west, his hands together on his pelvis. He wore a necklace of 2 glass beads and an amulet in the shape of a Thor's hammer. Around his waist was a